This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Special discussion is underway in Lok Sabha on India's strong, successful and decisive operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the government has given a strong message to Pakistan that terrorism and talks cannot go together. He said in retaliation to cowardly attack on tourists in Pahalgam, the Indian Armed Forces gave a befitting reply to Pakistan and destroyed 9 terrorist hideouts by killing more than 100 terrorists.
सभ्य मुल्कों के बीच बातचीत होती है अध्यक्ष महोदय, लोकतांत्रिक देशों में बातचीत होती है, पर एक ऐसा देश जिसके वजूद में लोकतंत्र का एक कतरा भी न हो और सिर्फ रिलीजियस फैनेटिसिज्म, टेररिज्म और हेट्रेड अगेंस्ट इंडिया हो, उसके साथ संवाद किसी भी सूरत में नहीं किया जा सकता। पाकिस्तान की नीति और चरित्र को लेकर कोई भ्रम नहीं रहना चाहिए। यह एक ऐसा देश है जो वैश्विक आतंकवाद की नर्सरी है और उन्होंने इसको अपनी स्टेट पॉलिसी का भी एक आधार बनाया हुआ। अध्यक्ष महोदय, मैं लोकतंत्र के मंदिर में खड़े होकर यह बात कह रहा हूं कि भारत को 1000 ककट्स देने का सपना पालने वालों को नींद से जग जाना चाहिए। यह मोदी जी के नेतृत्व वाला नया भारत है जो आतंकवाद के खिलाफ किसी हद तक जाता है।
Taking part in the discussion, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi raised questions over the security apparatus in Jammu and Kashmir, saying that the government was unable to apprehend the terrorists who were responsible for the cowardly terrorist attack in Pahalgam.
राहुल गांधी जी ने एक साफ साफ कहा कि हम सरकार के साथ हैं और सरकार को पाकिस्तान को एक ठोस मजबूत कदम देना ही पड़ेगा, लेकिन देश ये भी जानना चाहता है कि 100 दिन गुजर गए और 5 दहशतगर्दियों को ये सरकार पकड़ नहीं पाई। आज आपके पास ड्रोन है, आपके पास पेगासस है, आपके पास सैटेलाइट है, वहाँ पे CRPF है, वहाँ पे BSF है, वहाँ पे CISF है और आप किसी को पकड़ नहीं पाए, ये कैसा बंदोबस्त।
रामशंकर राजभर ऑफ समाजवादी पार्टी, तृणमूल कांग्रेस MP कल्याण बैनर्जी, लवू श्रीकृष्ण ऑफ TDP ऑल्सो पार्टिसिपेटेड इन द डिस्कशन। द डिस्कशन इज अंडर वे। मीनवाइल द राज्यसभा वॉज एडजर्न फॉर द डे फॉलोइंग ऑपोजिशन अप्रोर ऑन वेरियस इश्यूज। In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists have been neutralized by the army in an encounter in Lidwas area of Harwan in Srinagar today under Operation Mahadev. The army in its latest social media post said the operation in the area is still going on and searches are underway. Talking to Akashvani News, IGP Kashmir said the identity of the deceased terrorist is being ascertained. Earth Sciences Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched 14 major products and initiatives developed by various institutes under the Ministry of Earth Sciences. These include rainfall monitoring and crop weather calendars, advanced weather forecasting systems, high-resolution rainfall data sets, updated wave atlases and seabed charts, air quality forecasting systems, marine biodiversity reports and seismic microzonation studies of 4 Indian cities. Addressing the celebrations on the Ministry's 19th Foundation Day in New Delhi, Dr. Singh called for deeper public engagement and wider awareness of science-driven citizen services. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met Japan's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Takehiro Funakoshi, in New Delhi today. The meeting was held under the bilateral Foreign Secretary Vice Minister dialogue. Mr. Misri and his counterpart reaffirmed the growing importance of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership for Peace, Prosperity and Stability in the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. The Minister of External Affairs noted that the dialogue was instrumental in reviewing progress in various dimensions of India-Japan ties. The Election Commission has said that over 6.99 crore enumeration forms have been collected in Bihar so far under the Special Intensive Revision SIR initiative, which is 88.65% of the total enumeration forms. In chess, Divya Deshmukh defeated fellow Indian Koneru Hampi 2.5-1.5 in a tie-break final to win the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025. The 3-day match ended with a 19-year-old becoming the 4th Indian woman grandmaster. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated both players, calling the All India final a proud moment that highlights India's growing chess talent. And that is the end of this news bulletin.